Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Fortuna police have identified the property belonging to at least a dozen burglary victims following a traffic stop on Thursday. The driver, 42-year-old Sandra Bell Lyle, is an individual very familiar to Eel River law enforcement. A Fortuna officer pulled over Bell Lyle on South Fortuna Boulevard and noticed suspicious items on the passenger seat. The officer reports Bell Lyle admitted to having stolen checks in her purse, and a search of the vehicle turned up stolen mail and other items taken during burglaries. A search warrant was obtained, and Bell Isle's residence was searched, and additional stolen items, including credit cards, altered personal checks, and other property were found. Bell Isle was booked into county jail, and Fortuna police are looking to return the stolen items to more than a dozen victims. Earlier this week, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a civil alert and a be on the lookout for 75-year-old Ukiah resident Elna Koopman. Koopman's family considered her an at-risk missing person, and agencies across the state were notified. We can report a happy ending for Mrs. Koopman. On Thursday, Koopman's son, having tracked his mother's credit card use, found that they had been used first in San Jose and then to rent a motel room at a Comfort Inn in Vallejo. Koopman's son called the inn and spoke with his mother and then drove down to meet her. The bolo was canceled, and Mrs. Koopman is back with her family. On Wednesday morning, a resident of Eureka was involved in a fatal traffic collision on Highway 20 northwest of Upper Lake, according to the Lake County Record B. 45-year-old Robert Lee Wagner was headed eastbound when he collided with a milk truck, causing his big rig to careen down an embankment into the lake. Wagner was pronounced dead at the scene. Additionally, a 15-year-old teenage passenger was trapped inside the mostly submerged vehicle. Emergency personnel spent more than 90 minutes trying to remove the teen. The boy was airlifted to the UC Davis Medical Center with major hypothermia. The new chancellor of the California State University System, Timothy White, will be visiting Humboldt State next week. White will meet with the press in the Corbett Conference Room on the afternoon of April 8th, and on the 9th, he will participate in an open discussion with students and faculty in the Goodwin Forum. For more information, contact the university. The Department of the Interior released the final environmental impact statement with regard to the removal of four hydroelectric dams on the Klamath River. The statement is part of the Klamath Hydroelectric Settlement Agreement, a process to determine whether or not the removal of the dams would restore salmon fisheries in the Klamath Basin and how local communities would be impacted. The report recommends removing the dams, a process that will not even begin before 2020. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Whether you're living off the grid or just want to save money on energy costs, Greenwired Renewable Energy Solutions in Redway is your source for renewable energy systems or parts. Greenwired's retail store is stocked with the products you need. With the price of solar at an all-time low and rebates available, it's never been a better time to invest in a system for your home or business. Go to greenwired.net for more info. Good for the planet, good for your wallet. Get independent, get Greenwired.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka will hold public meetings today and tomorrow at the Marina Center. Today's meeting begins at 8 o'clock in the Bay Room at the center, and city staff, along with the council, will be on hand as they continue to refine the city's strategic plans. City Manager Bill Panos mentioned that planning poses its own set of obstacles, and it takes a lot of work by city personnel, along with public input.
Planning has both known components and unknown components. And the idea of explaining what the various options are, let's say in a general plan for transportation systems, is a really complex conversation.
Panos went on to say that not knowing the answers creates tension, but that's what strategic planning meetings are for.
I think that our community is a unique place in many respects. I'm learning that being new here. But I'm also learning that it's very similar to other places, and that change is difficult for communities as they consider it, as they look at it, and especially change which has unknown components to it. The idea that we don't know all of the answers, we don't have all the answers as we go forward.
The city will meet again on Saturday morning to continue the planning discussion. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.